Sleuth Sloth, a one-third stories book. Written and illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Emmanuel Guérinet. Narrated by Gaël Gosselin. Two-Toes O'Malley of Biotope City's Sloth Investigation Department has never solved a case. But when some of the city's residents discover their cheeses have been stolen by a strange creature, Two-Toes must step up and try to solve his first crime. A story that starts in English and ends in French. It was nearly midnight, and all was quiet in Biotope City's police station. All, that is, except for the slow tap, tap, tap of Two-Toes O'Malley's claws on his computer keyboard. Two-Toes had been with the Biotope City Police for a long time. He was the only detective in the Sloth Investigation Department, and he had yet to solve a single case. Two-Toes was about to go home when the phone rang. It was Mrs. Trunk, Lilyphant.
"Somebody has stolen my tastiest cheese," she trumpeted.
"Can you describe the thief?" Two-Toes asked, opening his notebook.
"Yes, he doesn't wear trousers,"
wailed Mrs. Trunk. "Il ne porte pas de pantalon," wrote Two-Toes.
"And he has the legs of a flamingo, and an enormous overcoat, and a very small head."
"Il a des jambes de flamant rose, un manteau énorme, et une toute petite tête," wrote Two-Toes. He promised Mrs. Trunk he'd start looking for the thief first thing in the morning. The next day, more animals were waiting to see him. Mr. Harpy's best fromage had been stolen too. "Can you describe the thief?" Two-Toes asked.
"Oui," said L'Aigle. "He has a giraffe's neck, an elephant's ears, and une toute petite tête."
Two-Toes pulled out his notebook and, very slowly, wrote, "Il a un cou de girafe, des oreilles d'éléphant, et une toute petite tête." Miss Pink, the flamant rose, had seen the same small-headed creature making off with her secret stash of Stilton.
"He has no fashion sense," cried Miss Pink. "He wears a green shirt, purple gloves, and a manteau énorme."
"Il porte une chemise verte, des gants violets, et un manteau énorme," Two-Toes wrote.
Two-Toes was puzzled. He couldn't think of anyone who matched the strange descriptions he'd been given, so he decided to arrange a lineup of local animaux. He was just about to start calling them when Headmaster Trample came charging into his office.
"I've been robbed," le rhinocéros bellowed. "How much fromage did they take this time?"
The sloth detective sighed and reached for his notebook. He was getting too old for this, he thought.
"Du fromage?" Trample thundered. "It's my manteau that's been stolen."
"Can you describe the thief?" asked Two-Toes.
"Well," said the headmaster Trample, "he's horrible. He has a chimpanzee's arms and an eagle's eyes."
Two-Toes' notebook was getting very full, but he wrote it down anyway.
"Il a des bras de chimpanzé et des yeux d'aigle."
"And he wears an orange pullover and yellow socks," said le rhinocéros.
"Il porte un pull orange et des chaussettes jaunes," wrote Two-Toes.
"Does he, by any chance, have une toute petite tête?"
"Why, yes," Headmaster Trample exclaimed. "However did you know?"
The next day,
All the animals arrived for the lineup. Two Toes watched them. Who could be the monstrous creature stealing all the stinky snacks? Snacks, of course! What if Mrs. Trunk, Mr. Harpy, Ms. Pink, and Headmaster Trample had all been snacking on fromage before bed and it had given them nightmares about a mysterious thief? Their fromage is gone because they ate it all themselves, he cried.
But what about me?
Demanded Headmaster Trample angrily.
I have been the victim of a senseless mantle theft. Do you think I imagined it? Or perhaps you think I ate my own mantle?
We'll get to your mantle enorm in a moment, sir, Two Toes stammered.
Enorm?
Roared le rhinoceros.
Who do you think you're calling enorm?
Ah! Cried Headmaster Trample.
Oof! Wailed the sloth as he was hoisted up by his belt loops and stampeded through the station.
Rip!
Went Two Toes' trousers.
The furious rhinoceros continued his charge down the street with the sloth detective's trousers flying from his horn. Two Toes landed with a thud on the pavement in something soft and yellow.
Du fromage!
In fact, it was a trail of what tasted like a ripe brie. Slowly, he started to follow it. Day turned into night. Still, Two Toes crawled on. Finally, he reached a door. A very small door. He was about to knock when the door suddenly flew open and a mouse burst out into the street.
Right, fellows, lovely night for it, said La Souris. Let's hit Headmaster Trample's house again. I hear he's got a fridge full of feta.
Then he saw Two Toes.
Crumbs,
La Souris squealed.
Foiled.
Two Toes felt rather pleased with himself. He was just about to arrest the mouse when a large figure loomed over him. It had des jambes de flamant rose, un cou de girafe, des oreilles d'éléphant, des bras de chimpanzé, et des yeux d'aigle. And it wore une chemise verte, des gants violets, un pull orange, des chaussettes jaunes, et un manteau énorme. Terrified, Two Toes grabbed a handful of the brie from the ground and flung it with all his might at the creature. He had never moved so fast in his life.
Splat!
Two Toes walked over to the fallen beast and unzipped Trample's manteau énorme. Out tumbled a collection of young animaux, including Mrs. Trunk's son, Mr. Harpy's niece, Ms. Pink's little sister, a small giraffe, a lion cub, and a teenage chimpanzee. Which I suppose makes you, said Two Toes, turning to La Souris, la toute petite tête. In the end, Two Toes made no arrests. Headmaster Trample's manteau was dry cleaned and returned with a note of apology, et la petite souris, whose name was Alfred, promised to use his pocket money to replace the stolen fromage. Slowly, Two Toes O'Malley returned to the Sloth Investigation Department to type up his report on the mysterious fromage thief avec des jambes de flamant rose, un cou de girafe, des oreilles d'éléphant, des bras de chimpanzé, des yeux d'aigle et une tête de souris. It took him 2 years to finish. Glossary. Aigle, eagle. Animaux, animals. Avec, with. Bras, arms. Chaussettes, socks. Chemise, shirt. Chimpanzé, chimpanzee. Cou, neck. Éléphant, elephant. Énorme, enormous. Et, and. Flamant rose, flamingo. Fromage, cheese. Girafe, giraffe. Il, elle ne porte pas. He, she is not wearing. Il, elle porte. He, she is wearing. Jambes, legs. Jaune, yellow. Manteau, coat. Orange, orange. Oui, yes. Petite, small. Pull, pullover. Rhinocéros, rhinoceros. Souris, mouse. Tête, head. Verte, green. Violet, purple. Yeux, eyes. Note for parents. We've translated the word legs as jambes throughout the story, which is the French word for human legs, because the animals are given human traits and it's more useful vocabulary for beginners. The translation for animal legs is pattes. Lawbreaker lineup. Two-Toes O'Malley has rounded up all the suspects in the cheese theft case, but forgot to write down their numbers. Listen to each character saying their number and what animal they are, then fill in the cards they're holding. 1. I am un rhinocéros wearing une chemise blanche. 2. I am un chimpanzé with bras longs. 3. I am un aigle wearing un chapeau noir. 4. I am une girafe with un long cou. 5. I am un flamant rose with une tête rose. 6. I am un éléphant with de grandes oreilles. 7. I am un lion wearing un pantalon rouge.